Hello, this is Christian with episode 2 of the Cross Trails podcast. I'm hoping the sound quality is better. I have got a microphone now, so we'll see. So this one's a bit of a prelude for UTMB. Today is Sunday. On Tuesday, I'm going to be flying out to Geneva to then go to Chamonix to then take part in probably one of the most prestigious ultra races in the world. Not to big myself up or anything, but that it is what it is. it's going to be emotional, no doubt. So I'm doing the OCC, which is I think it's 57 kilometers, which is about 35 miles. I might be wrong. But yeah, so I'm going to be doing that race. It's going to be incredible. I think my fitness and everything's there for it. I've put on a post recently about altitude. I'm worried about that. I used to be a quite dab hand at snowboarding. Spent a bit of time in Canada and whatnot. So, you know, I've been high up, but you know, you're not up there for long. You get up on the lift and then, you know, you go down and that's it. Whereas I'm gonna be up, but I've been told nothing to worry about. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So one thing I do want to say as well is thank you so much for the feedback and everything on my first episode. Really, I was blown away by it. I wasn't expecting the amount of like kind words from it. A lot of people said you had no issues with sound. Some people said I cannot wait for you to get the microphone. So mixed reviews on sound, but I you know, I did say it was going to be shit. So what else? It's nothing much has really been going on. My training has settled down. At the minute I'm in like a really weird part where I've come to my end of my training for UTMB, so I'm basically tapering, but I'm also, because I'm about 60, well now 15 weeks away from my 100 miler, I'm in a bit where I'm meant to be starting my training plan for my 100 miler in December. So yeah, it's a bit weird at the minute where it's like my training plan's like, oh yeah, you're meant to be going up for an hour, and I'm not. I'm going up like 30 minutes, very very slow pace. So yeah, I've done that today with a run club that I've joined called Run Club in Chester. Very very nice group of guys. Very very friendly, and yeah, it's just cool, really laid back. Literally just social runs. Thursdays we do a run and then go do beers, and then Sundays we do a run and then go for coffee. So it's really cool. But like I said, it's been really good for my recovery, tapering. And I think what I'll probably do is when I am sort of ramping up my distance is probably run to the run club, do the run club, and then just extend the run. As long as it's not intervals, which I think they're mostly on weekdays anyway. But anyway, I'm muttering and stuttering. And so yeah, I was going to talk a bit more about UTMB, because like I said, this is a bit of a prelude episode. I am nervous. I'm shitting it. I'm thinking about everything that can go wrong. Such as, I don't know, flights getting cancelled, me forgetting something, an injury, like, you know, like anything. I could just like fall asleep, you know, wake up with a sore neck. You know, I'm in my 30s. It happens. Once you're like, I don't know, I'd probably say late 20s, you can just go to sleep and wake up like disabled. So yeah, bit worried about stuff like that. I had a nightmare the other day where everything was going to plan. I got on the bus to I can't pronounce where it is, the start line's in Switzerland anyway, but I got on the bus, which is one thing I'm really really nervous about, is that I missed the bus, which I won't, but because where I'll be getting the bus from isn't like an official bus stop, where like last time I went with my friend Lewis. And there was an actual bus stop, where it was stood there. there was a bunch of buses, and you just got onto the one that was free. But this one, it is going to be like just picking me up as it's going along, and I've been really nervous about it sort of missing me. So I'm going to be making sure I've got my head torch on, and because it's picking me up at like, I think it's like 4:15 in the morning, really, really early. So yeah, I'm a bit nervous about that. But the other night I had a dream, everything was going perfect, and then I got on the bus and realized I hadn't got my Garmin on. I was just, I remember just like thrashing about on the bus. So yeah, just little things like that. I'm just so incredibly nervous about. Yeah, I don't know. It's just I feel like I've got this thing where good things aren't allowed to happen to me. I'm not sure if it's because of my past life or what. I don't know. I just never feel deserving of good things happening to me, which is like what I always think. If something's going well, I'm waiting for it to fuck up. I'm waiting for, I don't know, something to go wrong, for me to do something. Yeah, there's just always, yeah, I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is, but I just, yeah, I never feel deserving of stuff. It's sort of like when I don't, I always had this thing of me like, this guy, I'm sort of going off course now. But I always had this thing of, well, I was always convinced I'm going to die early. I'm not going to reach a certain age. And it was always like in school, I was always like, oh yeah, I'm never going to finish school. I think I'm going to die before school. And then I got to like 18 and I was like, there's no way I'm reaching 24. And it goes like every time I hit a certain birthday, I feel like I'm not going to reach a certain time frame. And I think, I don't know if it's because I've now just, sort of come to terms with, I'm a lot older than what I thought I'd be, so maybe get over that. So now it's like, okay, now that you've sort of over that I'm gonna die young thing, now you don't deserve good things to happen. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's wrong with me. But it's yeah, maybe it's more normal than I think. I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, I'm just yeah, incredibly nervous of something going wrong for this race, because I've had people tell me, oh, you're so lucky you got in. I've been waiting 7 years to get in, never got in. Then I met someone who basically been trying to get in since day dot. They've been like, oh, 14 years I've been trying to get onto UTMB and never been able to get into it. So for me to get in to any of the UTMB races first go with very minimal stones, I think I only got like 3 stones and I got in to OCC. So I am very, very lucky. Ooh, pardon me, sorry. I think as well, there's a part of me that thinks I was lucky to I think, so originally I signed up for the CCC, which is the 100K. And because I was worried about other races I was doing that year, I was like, right, I'll step down to OCC. It's still an incredible race to do. It's still a world final UTMB race. I'll still get a gilet. Let's just step down a bit. And a part of me is thinking, oh, I wonder if I didn't step down, if I wouldn't have got in. So yeah, I am thinking that. I have got more stones since I was successful. Not as many, mind you. I think I've only got 2 stones at the minute. I did have 3. Now I've only got 2. I do want to do more UTMB races. I know there's a bit of controversy about UTMB being owned by Ironman, the way they operate and whatnot. It wasn't really until what they'd done to that race in Canada, is it Whistler, that I was a bit like, oh, that's fucking shady. It's very Tory behavior. Sorry, no politics, please. Yeah, no, not into that. However, am I still going to give them all my money? Yes. I was on a podcast with Erin, and we basically said the same thing. She is keen on doing the arc. I'm not sure if she signed up yet or not, but anyway, yeah, so we were talking about this sort of this controversy with UTMB, especially when you got all the greenwashers trying to boycott it, but they'll fly to other ends of the earth to do another race, which I just don't get. I know it's to do with like the sponsor, Staccia being the sponsor, but considering like they're one of the better, you know, car manufacturers for electric cars, you know, I don't see the big deal. You never get rid of cars, no matter what you do. So, I will be doing more UTMB races, and I'm not going to apologize for that. I think as well, with what we can currently, as ultra runners, what we can currently do, or any runner actually, it doesn't matter if you only do 5Ks, or if you know, or if you do 200 mile races across Scotland or whatever, we're very limited to what we can do with our bodies, and in regards of like age and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, there's this whole, you know, no humans limited thing, what Kipchoge says, and I completely agree. I think, you know, especially when steroids are involved and whatnot, you know, I don't think the human body is limited to a certain extent. However, you know, we're not going to be able to do this when we're in our 80s. So you got to make the most of it. And that's definitely what I'm going to be doing with these races. If it means, you know, I get to go to a beautiful area in Sweden and do a race, and you know, it UTMB gets their pockets lined, so be it. There's lots of other companies I don't like, which I boycott, which I won't go into because no politics, please. So yeah, I do my bit by doing that. But yeah, I think UTMB, I probably will make an exception for, unless they do something really, really evil. I don't know. You know, videos of Vice President Seal clubbing or something. I don't know. So yeah, no. I'm gonna keep doing them. And you know, and people will say, oh yeah, but there's smaller races. You know, just as good races by smaller companies. And yeah, there are. But until I find them, you know, I will do this amazing race in Sweden. And when I was at UTS, actually, there was a Swedish couple, and I was with my girlfriend, and she said to them, oh, he wants to do the Kullamannen. And they were like, oh, you know, we've done that. And then they're like saying, oh, you know, it's the biggest race in Sweden type thing. And even they said, you know, it's hard to find like a good ultra around there. But I mean, they could be wrong for all that. There could be someone telling me, no, there's actually, you know, about 8 other good ultras in Sweden. You just need to look, which is hard, I think, as well, because obviously they're all going to be in their mother, you know, the language they speak. So I'm not going to think to, actually, I might start doing that. I might start Googling ultra marathon races in, like, I don't know, put it, translate it to Swedish, and then translate it to, I don't know, where else do I want to go? Japan. Yeah. Bet there's some sick ultra marathons in Japan. But anyway, I'm mumbling and just going completely off topic. I did say I'm going to keep these 15 minutes, and I'm currently aware we're at the 14-minute mark. I have come to the conclusion that once I get people on here, especially because I want one of my best mates, Tom, I want him on here because we're going to chat so much shit. I am under no... I do know we're going to go over 15 minutes, me and him, 100%. So I think I'm just going to knock the whole 15-minute deadline on the head. On my own ones, yeah, they are going to be shorter, near 15 minutes, because it's come up to 15 minutes now and I'm sort of already rambling. I think maybe once I'm doing this more often, I'm a bit more confident about what I want to talk about, and things are going off. Like I said, I mean, I'm tapering in my training, so there's not much going on other than my preparing for UTMB. And at the minute, there's not much really to go on about my preparation because it the minimum the mandatory kit for the OCC is pretty standard for ultra runners. If you've not done an ultra marathon before, it's very, very standard. You gotta have a race pack, 2 500 mil, well, a way of carrying a liter of fluids, head torch, first aid kit. Emergency bag. I think you've got to have a layer as well, which I keep in a dry bag. I think you have a compass. Yeah, it's just very, it's quite minimal actually, considering you're in like the Alps. And they have a hot kit and a cold kit, which I'll be taking with me. So yeah, I'll yeah, very standard kit. I probably, when I'm getting closer to my 100 miler, I'll probably be going more about kit and that closer to time because I've bought a lot of new stuff for it. But I don't want to bore you with that now. So yeah, I'm gonna just be, you know, and as well, I mean, I do apologize by the ums and the ah and then that. It's just how I talk a lot of time, to be honest. And like I said, I'll probably not do it as much when I'm a bit more confident talking to myself in a microphone. It's see, I've done it again. I can't help it. Even if I know what I'm gonna say next, I can't help but do it. So, oh, I nearly done it again. All right. So I'm just trying to think of anything else I wanted to cover. Before clock and off, so I've spoken about my anxiety. I've spoken about my excitement for UTMB. Spoken about my allegiance to the evil corporation, and I don't think there's much else. One thing I will say is I'm a bit gutted because my usual clan aren't going to be there. I've even been told on Instagram I have a gang, which is Lewis Ferguson, Heidi Rogers. They're my guys. They unfortunately won't be there this year. I'm going to be very sad for that, because we're very supportive of each other in anything we do. And I was kind of quite looking forward to, well, Lewis wasn't coming with us this year. Heidi was originally meant to come. I was kind of looking forward to us being, because she was doing the CCC, we'd be able to be there at the finish lines for each other. And originally, I did want to talk to her for my next episode and just discuss how our races went. But unfortunately, she's not going to be there. I'm gutted about. But it's just one of them. Life gets in the way, and it's just, you know, it can't be helped. So yeah, it's going to be weird because it's literally going to be finishing probably my proudest achievement, having a beer on my own, and then going back to my accommodation. So I do have some friends out there, Marie being one, but she's going to be busy working. Because she works for UTMB. I have people I met last year who, this is the whole thing of I don't want to be a burden to them. Like, you know, we speak on Instagram, but I don't want to be like, oh, I'm here. I finished my race, come and have a beer with me type thing. So they're probably doing other stuff. And yeah. But I mean, I'll see what they're up to. It's just me being riddled of anxiety and, yeah, I don't know what it is about me. I'm so weird, man. I'm so weird. But maybe it's not weird. I know there's been a lot of things that I think are weird, and then I see reels. Like, say there's a behavior of mine that I think's weird, but then I'll see a reel of someone who has the exact same thing. And then there's comments like, oh, we all just live the same life type thing. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not so weird. I mean, I there are definitely things to me that are, but it's one of them, isn't it? But yeah, I'm going to be staying in accommodation with two ladies I've not met before. That's going to be interesting. They're Heidi's mates, Hannah and Florence. So I'll be meeting them. I'm sure they're lovely. They seem lovely. We've got a little WhatsApp group already. Well, I had a little just chat about accommodation and that sort of thing. And yeah, they seem lovely. It's just like I said, it's just weird. I've solo traveled before, and I'm not nervous about it or anything, but I've not solo traveled since I think I was 19. I went to Canada, and now I'm in like near my mid-30s, so it's been a while. So yeah, it's just a bit weird. Like I said, I'm not nervous or anything. It's just something I've not done for a long time, and yeah, just sort of like, hey, we've never met, but we're going to be staying in very close proximity to each other. Don't make any noise on Wednesday night because I'm going to be getting up. No, for Tuesday night because I'm going to be getting up very early on Wednesday for my race. But yeah, no, it's just a bit weird. But there we go. And we're 20 minutes in. I don't think there's anything else. Yeah, no, I think I'm going to keep it as it is. I've sort of waffled on. And I don't want to bore you. I don't want you to think, oh, is this going to be it? Is this going to be his podcast the entire time? It's not. It is going to get better. I do promise. I just, yeah, I'm just really like nervous, and I've got this anxiety of people are going to hate this or people. But yeah, I just, again, thank you so much for all the feedback I've had. It's really fucking boosted my ego a bit. And like I said, this is more for me to just get stuff off my chest as well. I need this. I don't need it to be successful or anything, but I think I just need this podcast to just get stuff off my chest. Yeah, and I think that's it. Anything else? No. Yeah, no. Okay, cool. I just think I'm gonna forget something. No, the one thing I will say is this is gonna be quite ultra heavy for I think the next couple of weeks. But it's not all gonna be ultra running, especially like when I get my mates on. I'm gonna want to be talking about their stuff. So yeah, like I say, it's just me. Running's my whole personality. There's nothing much more to me other than I used to love cocaine. So yeah, that's it really. Yeah, and we'll keep it as that. So I'll sign off. Wish you well. I will say I did say this was going to come out every Wednesday. I'm going to keep it Monday now, because the first one went out on a Monday, and yeah, it done all right. It done well. So yeah, I'm going to keep it Monday now, and it just means people who want to listen to it on the way to work or anything like that, it just gives them more time before the next one comes out. So yeah, I'm going to do it every Monday, which is today. This is being recorded on a Sunday. The other ones might be recorded, I don't know, a bit closer to the time. Depends what's going on. Like I said, my next one I'm going to record will be while I'm out in Chamonix. And then yeah, just go from there. I'll probably record it straight after my race, well, as soon as I'm back from my race and showered and whatnot. So yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm gonna log off now before I do that whole thing when I just mumble until I do it. So, yeah. Love you, bye.